I've got a cool opportunity how you can start making serious money. Drive with Uber. You know, Uber, the popular smartphone app that connects riders with drivers. This is Bart Shore, and I use Uber all the time. Love them. And you'll love being your own boss when you drive with Uber. It's great for parents, teachers, students, anyone who needs flexibility, working when you want. You just need a car and a license to get started. Then you'll thank me for telling you how to get paid every week. Sign up to Drive with Uber today. Visit drivewithuber.com. That's drivewithuber.com.
If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
Truck drivers, Schneider has led the trucking industry for 80 years, and now we're holding driver hiring events all throughout July in the Chicago area. On July 17th and 18th, we'll hold a grand opening of our new Chicago Intermodal facility at 4301 West 36th Street. That's the 17th and 18th at 4301 West 36th Street. Get full details on all our Chicago hiring events in July and search Schneider's variety of opportunities at schneiderjobs.com/events. That's schneiderjobs.com/events.
$0 due at inception, plus license, title, and dock fee. 36-month courtesy car lease on a 2015 2.0 Turbo ATS and a 24-month courtesy car lease on a 2015 SRX. State sales tax included in prices. Chicago residents require use tax. 10,000 miles per year, plus 25 cents per mile over. See dealer for details or visit wildcadillac.com. Offer good for 3 days following this message.
You hear that? All that fast talking? That's called Z-copy. Car dealers have to say it, but they don't want you to hear it. I'm Irwin Weil at Wild Cadillac in Libertyville. Here's what I want to say, and here's what I want you to hear.
Lease a 2015 ATS courtesy car for $289 a month or a 2015 SRX courtesy car for $329 a month, both with no down payment and sales tax included. Plus, we'll make your first month's payment. ATS for $289, SRX for $329 with no down payment, sales tax included, and we make your first month's payment.
Forget that fast-talking Z-copy. Forget the small print. Get your next Cadillac from me and visit wildcadillac.com. I'll make it worth your while at Wild Cadillac in Libertyville.
Wild Cadillac in Libertyville.
Now open Saturday for service.
Chicago's original sports talk station. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Scoreboard Update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Jordan Burnfield. Dustin Johnson, your leader at the Open Championship at St. Andrews. 7-under par after shooting a 65 in the opening round. Jordan Spieth, 2 shots off the pace at 5-under, and Tiger Woods shot a 4-over-76. Blackhawks continue to reshape their roster as they work towards getting under the salary cap before next season begins. One of the cap casualties was talented youngster Brandon Saad, who was traded to Columbus.
As a player, that's where I started, and that's where I looked at the future. But like I said, with the cap crunch, it's especially when you have championship teams, that it was going to be someone, and you never expect it to be you, but you always know it's a possibility. So that's it happened.
Saad on with Spiegel and Golf earlier today. The Wings signed a 6-year, $36 million deal to stay with Columbus. The Hawks prospect camp concluded today. They'll have their convention tomorrow. Baseball resuming tomorrow. White Sox will hope to keep the momentum they carried into the break into tomorrow's doubleheader to begin a 4-game set with the Royals. Jeff Samardzija pitches against Edinson Volquez in the opener. Sox also reportedly set to recall Frankie Montas from AA Birmingham to serve as the team's 26th man. Cubs open the second half tomorrow in Atlanta. Kyle Hendricks opposes Julio Teheran in the opener of a 3-game set with the Braves. Football Patriots center Dan Connolly retires at the age of 32, citing concussion concerns as the reason. Former New England captain said he was diagnosed with 5 concussions in his career and wants to be healthy for his family going forward. Scoreboard update is brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store, your Big Green Egg Superstore in Wilmette. And is it time for a new battery? Stop by AutoZone, your Duralast battery headquarters, to ensure you get the right battery for your vehicle. Get in the zone, AutoZone. I'm Jordan Burnfield, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. The next game on the Score is tomorrow at 12:35. Sox and Royals on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Scores and Bernstein at it again.
Boers and Bernstein, afternoons on The Score.
I just think when you have some of the best young players in the game, they're all over the place, a lot of really, really solid young players, and that, and you're probably going, what do we have to do? Why don't you want to watch these guys? Dude, you have interleague play. Everybody knows everybody. Guys can watch every game if they want to. I don't know what you think's going to happen. What's the novelty anymore?
Maybe as a byproduct, they can drop the idea that this is for home field advantage. If it's not working,
it's ridiculous.
If that little gimmick now is over, decouple it.
Yep.
Perfectly ample evidence here that you're doing a 6-6, and you'll probably do a 6-6 if you just have the same players out there and you don't pretend that it means something.
Boers and Bernstein, over 15 years on 670 The Score.
Phil Hendricks of Banana Derby LLC that operates bananaderby.com.
A couple crybabies up in Lake County on the county board there. Want to stick their nose in everybody's business. They're the nanny state. I think these two gentlemen are hypocrites. They have the dolphin show. They have a parakeet encounter. What gives them the right to have the dolphin show and the fair can't have the monkeys on the dogs? They're hypocrites. It's not fair. I believe they wrote that letter at the direction and request of Sandra Hart from the Lake County Fair. They should be concerned about the crime in the school and the high taxes in Lake County. They shouldn't be messing around with me and my monkeys. I got a great little business. Everywhere I go, people laugh and smile. This lady wants to spit in my soup. You know what I mean?
Over there on The Score,
Terry Boers.
The monkeys don't look right.
Dan Bernstein.
My favorite, Uranus.
I've got a way.
Boers and Bernstein. Weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Every once in a while, you just, you know, aside from us doing it, you just need a guy to rip people. You know, just bring the sick monkey's wet ass out and say, here's for you, and you, and you, and you. And that's what happened yesterday on Boers and Bernstein. It's impossible.
This lady wants to spit in my soup, you know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
He was great.
Oh, boy.
He just came out throwing punches, and that's a guy who feels very strongly that he is in the right and he is being wronged. Yeah, and I presented every criticism word for word from the letter from the zoo officials, and he rebutted every bit of it immediately.
Yeah, at even the greatest zoos in the world, like the San Diego Zoo, they have one of the dolphins sliding on the concrete. He comes out. Is that what they do, by the way? If you're not doing that to them, do they,
when
you turn your back, they're sliding around on the concrete? Do they do that when you're not looking?
That's an enhanced natural behavior. No, I do not. And I've been in those parakeet encounters. They're actually kind of fun, where you get a stick that's covered with bird seed that's stuck there, and then they land on your hand, and they eat the bird seed off of there. So those are kind of cool, if you like that kind of thing. If you like birds, and I do. Some people are freaked out by birds.
Yeah, I'm one of those. Not freaked out, I just really, you know. The hawks and the peregrine hawks or whatever.
Falcons, I don't see.
I don't get the same quite joy from all of that.
Love those.
And I'm just not. The animal kingdom, huh? Well, I'm not sure. One thing for sure, it's not dogs. Definitely not dogs.
To Jonathan Mayo of MLB.com, the Cubs plan to call up Kyle Schwarber tomorrow because of this Miguel Montero thumb injury. Kyle Schwarber, he of the magic stick, will be back up. You got a hot stick.
He's got a hot stick.
Jason in Milwaukee's on the Score. Hi, Jason.
Hey, guys. I really enjoy listening to your show every day. Thanks for taking my call. You know, I think I have a little interesting perspective on the whole Mississippi thing, guys. My parents met in the Air Force, and my father happened to be from a small town called Poplarville, Mississippi. It's about 30 miles south of Hattiesburg. And my mother was from Chicago. So as a kid, I would fly down, starting when I was 8 years old, every summer and spend a good 2-3 months there. And then when I was an adult, I went back and lived for about a year. And I got to tell you, Dan, you're pretty much right on the money. Any stereotype you can think of about the South, hillbillies, trailer park trash, whatever you can think of, It's all true. I remember being about 8 years old and going down there and my cousins using the N-word openly, openly, and me thinking to myself, my mother would slap me in the teeth for that. What are you doing? You're allowed to do that? And why would you want to do that? And they acted like they were cool for it. And that's just how they were raised, and that still goes on. Corporal punishment was still a thing when I had to go to school there for a year when I was 15. I was in high school, and I had a gym teacher threaten to paddle me. I mean, it was crazy down there.
No, believe me, I know all this stuff. I appreciate it, Jason. I found the article, but actually Ramblin' Grimace helped me find the article, and I appreciate the fact that he crowdsourced it. Yeah. It was from Politico magazine. So it was. I was wrong. I thought it was Vox or Slate. It's Politico. And the article's entitled How the South Skews America. It says, we'd be less violent, more mobile, and in general more normal if not for Dixie. And this is sort of a big 4th of July piece, because he says every year the 4th of July is marked by ringing affirmations of American exceptionalism. We're a special nation uniquely founded on high ideals like freedom and equality. In practice, however, much of what sets the U.S. apart from other countries is actually Southern exceptionalism. The U.S. would be much less exceptional in general, and in particular, more like other English-speaking democracies, such as Britain, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand, were it not for the effects on U.S. politics and culture of the American South. I don't mean this in a good way. A lot of the traits that make the U.S. exceptional these days are undesirable. Higher violence, less social mobility. Many of these differences can be attributed largely to the South. All English-speaking democracies share certain characteristics in common. Compared to continental European and East Asian democracies, the Anglophone nations are more market-oriented, less statist, somewhat lower levels of social spending, weaker bureaucracies, might speak of Anglosphere exceptionalism. But even by the standards of the English-speaking world, the U.S. is an extreme outlier. Areas ranging from religiosity, violence, anti-government attitudes, some deluded Southerners still pine for secession from the Union. There are no doubt more than a few liberal Northerners be happy to see them go. He said, minus the South, the U.S. would be more like Canada or Australia or Britain, more secular, more socially liberal, more moderate in the tone of its politics, and somewhat more generous in social policy. And he goes on with all statistics here for every single one of these and talking about it's a wide definition. He does include Florida. He includes Maryland. He includes Delaware in this as far as what he pairs out of here.
Florida, yeah. I mean, I get that. I didn't know
that the South as a region accounts for more than 40% of U.S. violent crime.
The other 60% is here.
Chicago, right.
But we don't lack for that, my friend.
It just comes back to here you have all the SEC coaches now. You got Steve Spurrier.
Yep.
And you got
an interesting time for them to have their media day with what's going on in the world and what they're being asked.
And you hope they've been prepped, right? Dan Mullen kind of mealy-mouthed his way through it. He says, well, Mississippi State, we don't have it on our campus. It's the most diverse campus in the SEC.
Yeah, that's what he says.
And then when Hugh Freeze talks about it, he's got to say the pride we have in the heritage and all those things. The problem is the flag itself is representative of rebellion and secession, mostly due to wanting to keep black people as slaves. That's what it is. That's your heritage. Your heritage sucks. Why are you proud of it?
I